AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Am I the only one around here who gives a about the rules?
I don't crack easy under pressure.
Wrong tackle.
That's pretty sad commentary on us.
Okay, second down and 9.
Hey, everybody, this is John Mayer.
Hi, John.
Hi, this is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, this is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Hello.
Hey, this is Ryan from Nickelback.
Hey, Ryan. Burn your fire for no witness.
Got them all in the house today.
Everybody's in the house.
Who's in the house? Ryan from Nickelback in the house.
Hey, Ryan.
How's it going? And money. We got 2 Jennifer Love Hewitts in the house.
We got Don Felder.
Oh, I hate when Felder goes on that show. Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. We are your home of the Dodgers. Oh, the rivalry.
Dodgers coming up. Oh. Yes, yes. The rivalry by
the hated ones.
The Bay. The Mescalero by the Embarcadero.
Avoid the poop.
It's going at the needles.
Avoid the poop and the needles.
Poop and needles. Poop, poop and needles. San Francisco City, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Pan Series, the Poop and Needle Series.
Let's get it cracking.
The Dodgers and Giants, first pitch about 6:45. We'll be off the air by 5:30.
A little over an hour away, first pitch. Make sure you wear your socks.
Make sure you wear your hazmat suit.
Oh, yeah. Hazmat. Petros and Money Show is ridiculously on the air for many years, and we're happy to be with you right here on AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. Dodgers Gigants coming up in such a short amount of time. Now, we have a few things to promote. We got the OUE Skyspace coming up on Wednesday, May 7th. That's a week from Wednesday, if I'm correct.
We love going there. It's basically pregame party because Tim Cates is part of it as well with Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck when we sign off going into the start of that Dodger contest. And we give away tickets. First 50 to sign up at AM570LA Sports. You get tickets to the game. You get to ride the sky slide. You get that delicious food. And maybe you even get a little liquored up while you're there.
That's right. And I'll be glad that I didn't explode emotionally on the valet like I wanted to the last time we were there.
It's a bit of a labor.
I wasn't happy, but I remained dignified, and now I can go back with my 7 chins high in the air and take it all the way up to the top, to the OUE Skyspace.
So you got it on the way out. I was disrespected on the way in.
You remember on the way out. They were, so we cannot. I said, well, you know.
They were backed up.
I don't know if you guys know the Petros and Money Show of AM Radio.
Whatever. Go pay. You don't have a ticket. Get out of here. They just waved me through on the way in. I was like, what do you mean wave me through? You're the valet. I need to get upstairs, man. Don't be waving me through because my car's a little dirty and banged up. That ain't cool.
Oh, they thought you...
I think they were just like, look at that car. It's got bird crap all over it.
I thought you were the plumber.
And it was still the caca car. And they're like, kind of smells. Yeah. Get out of here, man.
Every hour.
Hey, they brought it up right away.
We want to put a grand in your hand. Listen, weekdays from 6 to 7. It's grand in your hand. Woo. We'll do that right before we go off the air and give it up to Cates because it's a new thing for the Giants this year. The St. Louis Cardinals are doing it, too, on weekday games. They used to start at 7:15, and now they've pushed it back to 6:45, and that means 2.5 hours of Beverly Oaks PMS, and that is not our fault. You can complain to the Giants. Farhan Zaidi or that guy that had that unfortunate altercation with his lovely wife out at that food truck court.
He's been suspended.
Yeah, so I'm just saying you want to complain about it. It's not up to us. First pitch is at 6:45. That's a new thing in San Francisco. That's neither here nor there. We'll see you at OUE Skyspace a week from Wednesday. But right now, it's time for the final hour fun facts.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour 3.
Fun facts. Fun
I believe, facts. By the way, just quickly, not the fun fact, but they have moved those games earlier. Prime defecation window right around 10 p.m. So if you can get the people out by 9:30, 9:45.
Well, you know, it's just this,
you miss all the defecating.
The whole city has a system. You know, they go to the bathroom when they go to the bathroom, and at a comfortable time. And that's, they're trying to get everybody in their house.
That's what they've determined.
Around the time that the vagrants get outside and just blow it out.
They shoot up, they blow it out.
It's kind of a double thing. You know, you want to shoot up and blow it out at the same time. That way you leave your needles and the poop in the same general area. Is that the fun fact? Because that is a fun fact.
It might as well be. It is a literal pick your poison. Do you want to step on a hypodermic needle, or do you want to find yourself face down in a pile of feces?
And that's a crazy thing. It's like, you know, I've been going to the city of San Francisco since I was a young child, and there's never been a shortage of human feces and needles. And now they say it's a problem. It really must be like that army of the dead coming over like a wave.
Way to tie it in, guys.
Yeah!
Way to tie it in. I don't care if they stole it from World War Z. It still looked good. Everybody was into it. Way in it. Come on, Cates. Say something. Say something, God damn it.
I didn't watch it, boss.
Damn it, Cates. Don't let everybody know how stupid you are by opening your mouth.
All I'm saying is,
just say, I thought it was great.
It's always been a problem. Now that everybody's talking about it, it must be an even bigger problem, and it makes you feel like poop wave and wave of needles.
Listen, we got to get these people out of Pac Bell by like 9:30. The poop just comes in waves starting at 10 p.m.
And then they clean the streets like Mardi Gras, and everybody goes to work and acts
reset.
Like it's not happening.
Just reset.
The big reset button on life. All right, Matt, that was good. That was good fun fact about the way San Francisco works. All right, it's time for quick hits, everybody.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah!
The Clipper season is over, but they are already starting to win the offseason. After a meeting with New Orleans top exec David Griffin about the high-ranking front office job, Clippers assistant GM Trent Redden will stay with the Clippers.
That follows Michael Winger turning down the president of basketball ops gig in Minnesota.
And I always said, you got to keep Kip Winger on the staff. He keeps you young.
It is Michael Winger, a very respected general manager, Trent Redden.
Listen, as a guy, he's only 17, but he's good enough to be my GM if I'm in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying?
This is Michael Winger, though. Yeah. It's, you know, he's the GM, Trent Redden, assistant GM. They both turned down higher profile positions.
Because Ballmer's got the money.
Damn right he does. Exactly what it is. Deep pockets. Hey, so what? You ain't got the title. Here's an extra $500,000, kid. Come on back.
And Adrian Wojnarowski pointed it out. Clippers are operating like a big market destination franchise. And those are hard to leave. And these guys don't want to leave. Winger wants to be on the West Coast. You know he does.
Well, they're not the only.
Well, you know Winger likes it on the West Coast.
It's Michael. Michael Winger.
Daddy says she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
Hashtag that song would never be played for one half of 1 second.
She's
in
only 17.
She's only 17.
The Lakers, speaking of operating like a big market destination franchise, sent the Magnificent Seven, as you termed them, to interview Monty Williams. Last week. I don't know which one of them would be the Yul Brynner of the Magnificent Seven with a cue ball head. I think everybody's got their hair in the Magnificent Seven. I don't know if Jesse Buss has receding hair has power alleys.
No, Joey looks pretty good. He's got a beard.
I guess Kurt's a little thinning, but for his age, he's always had a pretty good head of hair. Oh,
here
Tim
it is.
Harris. He's freaking Yul Brynner of the Magnificent Seven.
L.A. Lasers. Here's the Magnificent Seven by the Clash for you, Matt. Now, I did think of something pretty interesting back in the day, the nepotistic nature of the Lakers. Tim Harris, goalie, LA Lasers.
Formerly run by Jeannie Buss.
Well, of course. Those announcers, color play-by-play, Joel Myers, Bill McDonald. That's a booth.
Joel Myers, Bill McDonald.
L.A. Lasers, Tim Harrison, goal.
Bing, bang, boom.
Hang out a little in the 80s, you got a job in the Lakers front office.
What happened to me? What about me? Why did I keep my job? Yeah, it's supposed to play everybody be like. It's supposed to be like a family. What happened to me?
Not when you're an a-hole.
Who's the a-hole now?
You.
I'm with the Pels. We're a stable franchise.
What's the Magnificent Seven news?
They
keep the Clash going.
Second interview for Monty Williams and Tyronn Lue. Both coaching candidates. Surprisingly, who would have guessed they would say they were impressed by how thorough the Lakers contingent was during their conversations?
Seven of them.
I don't believe Tyronn Lue is rumored to be a candidate at any other location in the NBA. Well, there are only two openings right now as it stands. He is not a candidate in Phoenix. However, Monty Williams is. So, hey, maybe Linda Rambis really sold it while she was out there. Or Jesse Buss.
Joey!
Or Tim.
Well, Tim did a nice save. Despite the first-round exit in the playoffs, Sam Presti from the OKC Thunder, you know, that might be a guy you might want to look to hire. You know, things got a little stale out there at OKC, maybe new blood.
You know, your voice tends to grow silent over the years, Sam. I don't know if anybody's listening to you anymore. Why don't you come on out to LA?
Yeah, you know, that's how it goes.
Let's try something different, huh?
Old Eddie Munster, Billy Donovan, is going to stay in beautiful Oklahoma.
To baseball.
We talked about the poop wave.
The poop wave.
And the Angels are off. They have the Canadians in town tomorrow night. Those Canadians are going to be all over the 91. Watch out! The Angels are 10-16 in their last place in the AL West, but that brings us to Matt Smith with NFL news.
The NFL draft, no surprise, it always does well, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. Nobody quite knows why. It just does. More than 600,000 people attended the draft over 3 days in Nashville to watch people step to a lectern, announce a name, walk off the stage, to have somebody else come out, step to a lectern, announce a name, and walk off the stage.
Closer to the South you do this, you're going to get that.
Quite the party. Well, we'll see whether or not it carries over to Las Vegas, because that is where it will be held in 2020.
All freaks.
I would suspect it's going to be freaking mayhem.
The Southern party is a little different than the Vegas party.
Yeah, and it's also a destination city, a party city, and they did it on the strip where everybody goes to the bars to drink. So when you're having, you know, when you close down Broadway and you have the stage at the end of the street and everybody's still trying to go out and party, I'm not saying 600,000 people were going to go out drinking during the draft, but
it helped.
Yes.
It supplemented their numbers.
It certainly supplemented. But look, it's a big deal. It's why they move it from city to city now.
Close down Circus. Steve Keim, the GM of the Cardinals, said today that Kyler Murray will be the starting quarterback in week one of the 2019 season.
Didn't see that coming.
You know, I like Steve Smith, the wide receiver out of West LA, JC, but I would say that you don't move up in the draft and draft guys in the first round and then pick the guy with the first pick the next year
back to back
to have them compete against each other. It doesn't really work that way. But, you know, hey, what do I know?
Hey, look, Steve, you don't like Josh Rosen. We get it. But maybe just pick a different path to attack him on.
I'm no Hall of Famer. Josh Rosen at the media conference today in South Florida was there. He looked good. Dolphins GM Chris Greer says that trading for Rosen would not keep Miami from drafting another quarterback next year. Okay, jeez.
Do it all over again.
Jeez.
Do it. You know, to be honest, we got really good value for Josh. They wanted a one. We said, not a chance. He's not worth it. They wanted a high two. We said, not a chance. He's not worth that either. And then we traded back and got an extra second out of it. So we were like, oh, what the hell? Let's throw it against the wall, see if it sticks. Josh, it's great to see you. The mic's all yours. Go ahead. Talk to the media. Thanks.
He's the High Plains drifter at this point.
He I guess I'm competing for a job.
Goes from place to place, and everybody says, well, you know, I don't know if the guys relate to him that well, but do you see that throw in motion? Wow. 41-year-old kicker Sebastian Janikowski did what he should have done 5 years ago. Sorry, Cates, which is retire after 19 NFL seasons. He was an embarrassment in the Emerald City of Seattle last year.
Wasn't that bad.
Yes, he was.
Come on. Janikowski, I guess it's all relative as someone who went through a 2018 season with five different kickers, or 2017 season.
At least they wouldn't turn it down like Janikowski did on the sideline. That he should be ashamed of himself.
He turned one down. He's an old man.
Hey, you're out there.
Might have thrown out his hip.
You're out there stealing money and getting hurt as a kicker. F you, Janikowski.
At least he didn't take his shirt off to impress a freaking prospect like his head coach did, okay?
Well, I told you a long time ago, Matt, he stole that. He stole that from Kennedy Pola, who did the take your shirt off thing because he was freaking Samoan. And it was a Samoan thing. And everybody did the choo and the Samoan call.
Pete's idea.
No, and then, that no, and see, that's the sad thing about Pete. He barely even stole it from Kennedy. Then he stole it from Ed. Ed stole it from Kennedy. Ed Ogeron. He did the take your shirt off and fight everybody thing. And then Pete, at 70 years old, steals from two coaches that he elbowed out of their jobs. Way to go. And then he's a Twitter sensation. Now,
right.
You have the dead guy birthday of the day.
Your dead guy birthday of the day, Billy Randy Hurst. Can I get some Misfits, please, in honor of his granddaughter, Patty? Yellow journalism, man. Fake news before fake news. He was a child of millionaire mining engineers who owned gold mines. And he then, his father, entered public service as a U.S. senator. Power and cash, both. Prep school for William Randolph Hearst. Harvard. He was a party boy. He was expelled for pranks on his professors. So what does he do? Takes over one of his dad's businesses. The San Francisco Examiner took some of that family money, bought the New York Morning Journal, went head-to-head with Joey Pulitzer, owner of the New York World. Smart about it. Stole talent, paid writers and investigative reporters more than the competition. Assembled a hell of a staff, relied on sensationalism, eye-catching headlines over real news to sell the paper. They both lost money, declared a truce, became profitable after that. His big cause, Spanish-American War, took up for the Cubans, War of Independence. Some say he forced the U.S. into the fight. He sailed over there with a whole bunch of people, a lot of photo ops, bullet-riddled Cuban flag from a general as he was thanked for his efforts in Cuba's liberation. That led to a political career, ran for Congress two terms there, lost mayor of New York City twice, governor of the state once, lost the Democratic nomination for president in 04, got back into papers full-time, wielded a ton of power, again, by opposing entry into World War I, didn't get his way there. He traveled to Berlin and interviewed Adolf Hitler.
Isolationism forever.
Forever. He actually ran columns penned by Mussolini, Hitler, all kinds of world dictators without rebuttal. Did not go over well. Pretty much stoked the fears of Americans over Japan that led to the internment of the Japanese Americans. That was him, too. Personal life, married the daughter of a New York madam, had an affair with actress-comedian Marion Davies, lived openly with her here in California for a while, Beverly Hills Mansion. Of course, we know about San Simeon, the Hearst Castle, all of that money, Arabian horse breeding operation, antiques, RKO, whatever it was. I remember that documentary about how he tried to shut down Citizen Kane and actually was somewhat effective. Citizen Kane was not that big of a deal in the moment later. Celebrated as arguably the greatest film ever. As he approached death, tried to right, I guess, his wrongs, established the William Randolph Hearst Foundation, donated most of the art to museums, and he died at 88.
All right, you're a live guy birthday of the day. Our friend, Andre Agassi, beaten out by Nora Dunn from Chicago, SNL legend. Growing up in a restaurant, not the Fridays, but where we did used to have to sing, I did love Nora Dunn for the Sweeney Sisters with Jan Hooks. You remember the Sweeney Sisters?
I do.
They were the cheesy band before Will Ferrell did it with Anna Gasteyer.
I'm serious, seriously, seriously. I'm going to get serious for a minute and say that looks like my sister slash bride-to-be has found a fella. For that, I'm very happy, although it's not going to be too easy being the Lone Ranger out there on the range by myself. But, you know, it may sound corny, but there's a word in this business, people. And that word is support. And this gal has given me nothing but from the get-go, and I mean that. I just...
Well, I'll tell you one gift she's not getting for Christmas, the gift of gab. You've got that already.
Guilty.
She joined SNL in 1985 with Return of Lorne Michaels. You got who screwed up SNL?
Ebersol.
I love the swings.
Quick with that one.
Her impressions included Ann Landers, Imelda Marcos, Liza Minnelli, Joan Baez. Pretty 80s. She boycotted Andrew Dice Clay in 1990 along with Sinead O'Connor due to the misogynistic jokes ahead of her time there.
Oh!
John Lovett said she did it to get press because she was getting fired. She wasn't coming back. And they didn't bring her back. She did lots of other work, though. X-Files, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Zoolander. She does those Clorox commercials. Let's hear it for the Sweeney Sisters and Nora Dunn.
Yeah, Nora.
All right, it's time to take the afternoon off.
We're taking the afternoon off. Brought to you by the City of Hope, a world-renowned research and treatment center for cancer, diabetes, and other life-threatening diseases. At City of Hope, they combine science with soul to create miracles.
Good read. Yeah. Dodgers are 19-11 on the season. They're hot! Coming off a sweep of the Buccos over the weekend. Dodgers won yesterday 7-6. Came from behind after Rich Hill had to beat up something in the dugout.
Cody Bellinger, 2-for-3 with a jack and 3 RBIs. He's still the hottest player in baseball.
Max Muncy, Corey Seager each drove in 2. The Dodgers have now won 4 in a row. They are in first place in the NL West as they start this 6-game roadie, starting with the game tonight, 1-of-3 in San Francisco versus the Giants.
All right, Matt, tonight the pitching matchup is Kenta Maeda.
Great outing last time around.
Better than Rich Hills. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a toss-up. Went through the 6th.
Yeah, you're right.
Kenta, just see you later.
Yeah.
I'm out.
But, you know, they needed to get some work in the bullpen.
Sure.
These guys had to get
some work.
Loosen
those guys up.
Looking to bounce back. After his worst start of the season, I asked David Vasse on this show if it was his worst of his career here in L.A. I've seen worse.
Because he settled down after the first 2. He could have given up.
He went 4. Hell, that's longer than I thought he went. He had given up 6 on 7 hits while walking 3 in a loss to the Cubs.
He is now 4-3. That's a 4.58 ERA and 11 career appearances against the Giants. By the way, not a friendly park for Kenta. 0-2, 8.16 ERA in 6 appearances, including 3 starts in San Francisco. Samardzija still playing.
Yeah, football Jesus is 2-1 with a 3.00 ERA. A Ty Willingham recruit at Notre Dame.
That's how old he is.
Who cut his teeth under Charlie Weiss, catching the ball for our friend Brady Quinn. He's 34, like you said, and he went to Notre Dame, like I said. 6th start of the season, so they're getting a lot out of him, and he's allowed 2 runs or fewer in 3 of his last 5. So Samardzija's finding his time in the Easter season.
The good news is he does not like facing the Dodgers. 1-4 with a 4.06 ERA and 8 career appearances. 6 of those starts against the Dodgers, although I would probably contend as he's been in the league for a long time. Maybe a lot of different iterations of a Dodger roster that he has faced.
Coming up next, Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck.